Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Congressional Democrats angered by the Trump administration's refusal to begin the formal transition process to President-elect Joe Biden are demanding a briefing on the matter tomorrow. NPR's Brian Naylor reports they want to hear from the head of the Government Services Administration.
It's up to the GSA to formally ascertain the winner of the November 3rd election for the purposes of the transition, and so far the agency's administrator, Emily Murphy, a Trump appointee, has refused. The GSA has said it will have Murphy's deputy brief lawmakers next week, but Democrats don't want to wait that long. In a letter to Murphy, the lawmakers say that every additional day that is wasted is a day that the safety, health, and well-being of the American people is imperiled. Health and National Security experts say delaying the transition will harm the incoming Biden administration's ability to deal with the coronavirus pandemic and that it threatens national security. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Minnesota continues to report exploding numbers of coronavirus cases. State health officials there today reporting more than 6,300 new cases, with 1,400 hospitalizations and 24 deaths. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz says the situation is getting dire, and as a result, he says new restrictions were put in place Friday. He says he'll put forth a new state coronavirus relief measure tomorrow.
It's absolutely critical that we get something quickly to these businesses. We get something that makes a material difference to them and bridges the gap until the federal government can do what they need to do.
Walz on Friday closed movie theaters and gyms and limited restaurants and bars to takeout only. The coronavirus pandemic has now claimed more than 257,000 American lives. The federal government plans to distribute 30,000 doses of a new drug that's designed to keep patients with mild to moderate COVID-19 out of the hospital. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the expanding effort to make monoclonal antibodies available.
On Saturday, the Food and Drug Administration approved the Regeneron monoclonal antibody drug for emergency use. The federal government had already paid the company to produce 300,000 doses. The first batch will get sent out Tuesday, officials say. Monoclonal antibodies are designed to block the virus so it can't invade cells. Another antibody product by Eli Lilly has already been distributed to hospitals nationwide, and doctors are trying to figure out how to allocate it and administer it safely to people with active infections. 10 to 20 people apparently need to be treated to prevent a single hospitalization, and the National Institutes of Health says it can't tell if monoclonal antibody treatment is in fact helpful. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A bullish forecast from the retail industry's main trade group, which says despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, it believes holiday sales could actually exceed growth of prior years. It's anticipated holiday sales could be up anywhere from 3.6 to 5.2%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 327 points today. The Nasdaq rose 25 points. This is NPR. Pope Francis had harsh words for people who protest against mask mandates or oppose coronavirus restrictions on public gatherings. NPR's Tom Jelton says those criticisms come in a new book by the Pope released today.
In his book, Let Us Dream, The Path to a Better Future, Francis shares stories from his own life and offers his views on various crises facing the world, from the pandemic to the environment, poverty, political polarization, and the condition of the church. Some of his most controversial statements center on reactions to the coronavirus. Governments that prioritized economic recovery, Francis says, have mortgaged their people. Without mentioning President Trump by name, he criticizes those who try to persuade people that foreigners are to blame. People who see mask mandates as an unwarranted imposition by the state are victims only in their own imagination, he says. People who live off grievance, thinking only of themselves. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
The FAA announced today it is starting an environmental review on a proposal to allow SpaceX launches from Texas. According to the agency, SpaceX has said it plans to apply for licenses for suborbital and orbital launches of its Starship spacecraft, powered by the Super Heavy rocket at its launch site in Boca Chica, Texas. SpaceX will also be required to complete a safety review as well as an environmental review. Crude oil futures prices hit an 8-week high amid heightened optimism over a coronavirus vaccine. Oil ending the session up 64 cents a barrel to $43.06 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.